This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show. Hope everybody's having a fantastic weekend, had a good week as well. I know that football's in the air. It just seems summer's still hanging in there, too, a little bit. I'd like for it to be a little crisper and cooler outside, but I'm not going to complain because it'll be not too soon, though. I'll be freezing. But rain, man, where's the rain?
Where is the rain? Twice this week. We had this big green blob with yellow in it slowly creeping towards us, and it's like a few sprinkles, and then it's just like it all got dissipated. And then it all put back together when it went around Middle Tennessee, Nashville, and it got back together about Cookeville and went on. And then it did it again, yesterday or Thursday. I mean, I have not seen it this dry since I can remember, which is not a long time ago, but...
Well,
a long time ago.
I have reverted to watering. I've had to water my extensive, nice landscaping.
You're now wishing you had that irrigation system.
No, I still don't wish I had it.
Yeah.
Because I've been pretty fortunate.
Yeah. Well, irrigation systems are nice. Don't get me wrong. And they're a necessity, especially on shopping centers where stuff's out in the middle of concrete. And landscape is just totally abused but still lives. It's amazing what plants will do. Kind of like humans. Sometimes they can take all the abuse, but they still keep on going and flourishing. But, you know, the irrigation is not going to do the same as the rain because, you know, rainwater actually has nutrients in it.
Yes.
Especially when it lightnings. You know, it puts more nutrients into the rainwater.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like phosphorus and things like that. But okay, so... I mean, I don't think it's rained this whole month.
It rained 2 days ago, I think, at my house.
Yeah, but it wasn't a rain. It was a sprinkle.
No, I got probably a tenth of an inch.
Okay, well.
I got a little bit.
At South Branch Nursery, we are draining our wells dry. I mean, thank God we've got plenty of well water because we are keeping things in a great shape. All the guys down there and girls do a great job. We have a great selection right now, and pumpkins, there's very few left. And mums, wow, we had some of the prettiest ones this year, only down to a handful completely sold through. But, you know, container trees, we've got a great selection of container trees. You're planting the tree that's not got the bald and burlap on it, so you're getting 100% of the root system. It doesn't have the transplant shock. Yes, we're right here in the nursery capital of the world, being close to Warren County, up towards the mountains in Grundy County. But, you know, when we dig field-grown nursery stock, and if you want really large stuff, that's what you're going to usually get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not able to start digging yet. Usually we start digging about the 1st of October because we have a frost by the 15th to the 25th.
That's what I was thinking.
We've not even had a frost.
I know. Usually we have a frost, but by the 15th.
I mean, you still got to have your sunscreen out during the day here. It's 80s, high 80s.
Well, what is it? I mean, today.
No relief in sight, be honest with you.
It's 81 degrees on almost beginning of November, which will be Tuesday, and it's going to be 80s throughout the week.
I've got the 2017 long-range weather forecast via the old Farmer's Almanac.
And there's no sign of rain.
And we can compare what this almanac said that it was going to be. This is what the almanac said October was going to be. through the 1st to the 7th, sunny, cool, then warm. The 8th through the 12th, thunderstorms, then sunny and warm. The 13th through the 18th, scattered thunderstorms and warm. The 19th through 25th, sunny, warm. October 26th, 30 to the 31st, thunderstorms, then sunny, cool. Now, that was their forecast. It's kind of there. It says warm a lot.
Yeah, but it ain't there. There's no rain.
No. What they're calling for in November is, golly, did you know, I mean, it was also calling for an average temperature, you know, of 69 degrees in the afternoons, which we're in the 80s. Almost not. We have broke the record heat of
Yeah, but look, it's 80s all the way through the week.
Yeah, and sunny. And so back on the irrigation.
I mean, that's beach weather.
You're still irrigating. And that
maybe they're waiting for my pool to get in.
Water is water. And, you know, but when you had that cloud cover and rainwater, the plants and everything does better. And we have not had that. We've tied the highest low at night, which is, I think, 67. And we've tied the highest high of 87. That's, you know, forever. So, yeah. You know, thing is, though, don't let that discourage you from planting. I know good folks out at the Ag Extension Office come on and do a show here on the station. And I agree with them on 99% of the things. But one thing they said was maybe hold off on planting because the ground's hard. Well, you know, if you want to do it, because we've got the container plants that aren't gone through any kind of a transplant shock. You water them in, we're going to get Mother Nature will come around and take care of it. So we don't have any sales tax on our plants out at South Branch because we grow over 50% of what we sell. And you're going to get a staff that knows their stuff. Got lots of mulches and rocks, concrete statues. I've got a concrete statue about every animal, I think. And Riverstone, that's a very popular thing this year.
Riverstone, what does it look like?
You see it a lot. We started using it years ago around a lot of the Hardies, the cobblestone. It's like fist size or volleyball size, round, tan, creek rock. It goes in different sizes. You can use that for accents. A lot of the fast food restaurants, our commercial division of Quality Land Management, has taken out mulch that was along the buildings and replaced it with this stone because people were flipping cigarette butts in it and causing mulch fires.
Oh.
One time at a Hardee's, they flipped one in a bed. Mulch caught on fire. Well, it burned under one of those kind of styrofoam exterior stucco-looking walls, and they did not know it, you know, until hours later. It was, That stone is good for several things, especially in drainage areas where you have a lot of washout. You know, why fight it? Just go ahead and put the stone in there.
Right.
So,
Is it called cobblestone?
We've got about 50 different varieties of stone. You've got pea gravel, river rock, river slicks, creek rock, sandstone.
What did you put around the border of your pool? You got that highlighted like indention. What is that?
That's stamped concrete.
Okay.
Well, or stained concrete, which does a really good job. But talking about the weather, there's an article that says that it looks like this winter is going to have some weird weather. The La Nina is recurring climate pattern like El Nino, just with the opposite effect of El Nino, brings warmer ocean temperatures, while La Nina comes with cooler temperatures. And from the looks of it, the U.S. will be stripped off with different weather patterns. The South states can expect drier than normal conditions. That's not a good prediction for the winter for us here, is it?
Mm-mm.
After a super dry. I mean, I'm starting to see mature trees dying.
Well, I've got those big long.
And I almost want to go around with, you know, you know, even though you've had a tree that's been there for 50 years, you can still lay a hose at the base of it and give it a drink. Because
that's what we did last night. All last night we went around and
almost need a volunteer watering squad going around the city, huh?
I did it. I watered from like 7 to like 10.
I've got a white oak in my front yard that's probably 400 years old, and it's doing it's holding in there. So we're doing a job over on Shady Grove Lane in Las Casas. Huge white oak, almost not near the size of mine, but it looks like it's almost dead, and it's hundreds of years old. But it, the difference is it's on the top of this hill, and you know, on the top of a hill, a tree is going to dry out faster than a tree at the bottom of the hill, and you can tell the distinct difference. A lot of mature plants. A lot of the stuff you see, I've had a lot of people asking me, oh, there's a native tree that's growing out along the interstate, and it's red right now. It's real pretty. Do you have those? And it's called sumac. And there are some desirable varieties of sumac. I think there's also a poisonous plant called sumac as well. But we do have some sumacs that are meant more for the ornamental landscape. So check that out. We have all kinds of that. But to sum up on the route, on the weather, you know, California has had a drought for about 6 years now, and that's just part of the country, and it's expected to stay dry as well. So I don't think that we're going to get a big snowy winter. I don't think we can even really make those predictions either, but I do know one thing. Here's the report, Dave. Record high temperature to hide in Nashville. A high temperature of 87 degrees occurred at Nashville today. This ties the old record of 87 set in 1953.
What day was that? October 18th.
Okay, yeah. In addition, the low temperature of 67 degrees this morning ties the old record of 67 degrees, which last occurred in 1906. And that's what I was mentioning earlier. So, you know, please,
water
if
your
you if you care about your plants, take the time. We live in these worlds, and that's why I mentioned irrigation to you, Dave, because you're busy, you run and gun. You probably don't have a whole lot of time to sit out there and water your plants.
It's been very relaxing, though, I must say.
Well, but if you go out of town for 2 weeks, and it only takes 2 or 3 days for a tree to dry out. And a lot of times when we'll go to a job and they're like, well, we're having problems with this plant. And 9 out of 10 times they watered it right before you come, you know. So it's like, no, it's watered. But they say, well, to be honest, we did forget about it but it was only for a week. Well, a week makes a long difference, you know. It's kind of like the analogy, if you were to bring a puppy home from the pet store like somebody did here not too long ago after – you mentioned a puppy in front of my son, and we are enjoying our puppy.
Good.
And we got it locally in Animal City. The point is, it's like new landscape is like bringing a kid in from being born and bringing them into back home. There's a lot of upfront care, round-the-clock care, but it gets easier as time goes on. And then it gets old and overgrown like a teenager, and it's hard to manage. So that's all you gotta.
Well, we got a manage break. We'll be talking a little bit more about some economic forecast. We talk about the weather forecast and the rain, and that's important. That affects businesses. But we're going to get into the real estate forecast, Tennessee, nationally, how we compare rates. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
The master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
Into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it, new homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And being a business that's been here for over 30 years, we're a small family-run, small business that truly believes that everyone needs to get out, do their homework, and vote. This is a very important election year, and from all of us at Toots, please do your duty and vote this year. Toots Restaurants, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Hi, I'm Martez Coleman at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows, a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be looted into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Call me, Martez Coleman, at F&B Mortgage for great rates, great service.
F&B Mortgage, 1608 Williams Drive, Suite 301. Online at fnbmt.com, 615-907-2043. A department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group.
All right,
the
Crypt welcome King back. Rutherford Home Show. Halloween in the air. Trick or treat. Monday. What are they doing the square thing? Do they do that on Monday too?
Yeah, and they did the trunk or treat, I think, at MTSU yesterday, I believe. Yeah. They did a morning, noon, and then an evening one.
Pretty cool. If you go to
real quick, I know Dave, you're going to get into this, but talking about MTSU, of course, we have a great sports program. Middle Tennessee just keeps getting better and better, and it's, you know, a lot of national news about that too. Today, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders take on Florida International, the Golden Panthers. They're 3-5. MTSU's 5-2. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. I think they moved that time. It was scheduled earlier in today, but I think I saw online they moved it to night game. So, go Big Blue. I was able to attend the Dick Vitale MTSU men's basketball kickoff luncheon. That was Thursday. Might have been.
Yeah. Thursday.
Yeah. When you work so long, you know, these days go together. But Dick Vitale, he's an ESPN personality. Most people know him, you know, by his voice. And a
lot
of this.
It's going to be awesome, baby.
It's going to go in, baby. Yeah, so. You know, so he gave his really good speech. He came from very humble beginnings. He's one of the first people to, he said the first time he heard ESPN, he thought it was a disease. He had never heard of it before. And he was, you know, coach, did a really good job. Well, he was fired as a coach and then ended up. But one of the biggest things is he's got a huge charity for cancer, and that's a great thing. He's raised millions of dollars for that. So he came and spoke. They introduced all the MTSU basketball players. Vitale also went to one of the basketball practices, I think, Thursday night. He said that he was surprised about the depth they had. They seem much deeper than I expected, and athletic, too. Vitale, I think they're bigger than they were last year. You know, season tickets at MTSU basketball, they're very affordable. And I'm going to purchase four of them. If I'm not able to go to the games, I'm going to give them away, things like that. But we need to fill those stands because, I mean, you know, they had that bracket breaker, if you can remember it, for when they beat Michigan State.
Yeah, I think that'll help out. And I remember when it used to be packed in the 80s.
Yeah, and they won 25 games last year. He put in there, too, when I was talking about the cancer awareness, his goal is to raise $50 million. He was a very good way to end that luncheon. The MTSU basketball guys, man, they look great. It was a great thing. There was a lot of our city leaders there and business owners and people like that that really support these things, and it's a community mm-hmm. that really you know that's what feeds you, feeds me, and I'm proud to say I'm from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Absolutely.
At the same time, I got stuck in traffic over on Rutherford Boulevard over by the Walmart area, and I look around and I'm like, wow, when school's in, you can tell the difference. Mm-hmm. But Middle Tennessee, we have a lot to offer. It's not just a university college suitcase town anymore. And we have growing pains, that's for sure. But on the let's go for the football team tonight and watch that game, listen to it here on WGNS. And then we'll hand it off to you, Dave.
Well, I was talking about the jobless rate is holding steady in Rutherford County. You know, Tennessee has outpaced the national economic growth for personal income. Projections point to relatively strong personal income growth and non-farm job gains for Tennessee that should allow the state to continue to outpace national economic growth over the next 2 years. So that's a lot to be, you know, like you said, Middle Tennessee, to be thinking about.
Well, we're one of the healthiest housing markets in Tennessee, and that comes from a website called Smart Asset. I almost said something pretty bad there. Smart Asset. Wallet Hub is where they say it says Laverne, Smyrna, and Murfreesboro occupied spots 2 through 4 at 67.7, 68.5, 83.7, respectively, on the list that looks at average days on the market in 2015. Memphis topped the list with an average of 45 days on the market. Despite housing market fluidity, we looked at data on the average from the time of home sales in each area spends on the market. The longer it takes to sell, the less fluid the market, the guy says from Smart Asset. Market fluidity is just one way to determine the market health. All this comes down. Murfreesboro ranked 23 out of 144 small cities. Nashville was number 12. Memphis, 56, and that's out of 62 large cities. Knoxville ranked 52 out of 94 medium-sized cities. The key stats that sent Murfreesboro towards the top of the list were medium home price appreciation, building permit activity, population growth. Murfreesboro homeowners saw the medium home price appreciate 19.4% in 2014, and placing the city at 35th in the nation for home value growth. So at the same time, Murfreesboro saw a 23% population growth in the past decade. 23% in the last 10 years.
The last four.
Making it fifth fastest growing out of 300 sample cities.
Yep.
So with the market growing and populations, you know, translating into a booming construction, Murfreesboro saw 14.18 permits pulled. Maybe that's 1,518 permits pulled over the per 1,000 residents. No, 15% out of 1,000 residents is a sample size. Fourth most active market in the nation. Now, if you start thinking about, I saw nationally there's only like a 5-month supply of new construction homes. Here, I don't know if there's that.
We have a shortage of lots. We need about 80,000 lots by the time we get to 2019, and right now we only have like 4,500. And the problem is getting them developed fast enough. It takes about 2 years, a year and a half to get them developed. So by the time we get there, they're predicting we're going to be 80,000 lots short.
There's dirt movement everywhere. As I know, you know, I travel many areas here, Milton, doing the landscape projects. A lot of the stuff up in Nashville, 12th South, Sylvan Park. I mean, it's unbelievable. And those prices are anywhere from 200 to 300 square foot. They're 10 feet to 8 feet apart from each other. They look the same. I mean, it blows my mind. Now, they're nice. Don't get me wrong. You know, granite, stainless steel, all that stuff.
But I'd rather have a double wide trailer in the woods and have it the way I want it. I don't want to be like my neighbors and have the same thing and have the,
well,
it's
anyway,
like I'm a robot.
Here's the thing. If you would have bought a house in Nashville back 8 years ago in these areas, that appreciation value is probably 150 to 200%.
Oh, absolutely.
But Rutherford County's closings were up 23% in August over the previous year, with a 10% increase in the average of sales price. That's they quoted Steve Dotson on this article, and this is an article ran in Daily News Journal that I am referring to. It says August in Middle Tennessee, the residential price $235,000 for a home, and condominium $169,000. Now, if you compare that to last year,
see, here's what I was going back to.
Compared to last year, $219,000. Okay, so there's $36,000 increase in a residential home price, and the condominiums were still at $169,000. But condominiums and townhomes are seeming to be what we would call affordable housing.
No, it's not single family anymore.
I understand that. But that,
the thing is that you've got your average medium income is about $55,000. Think about that. Household income.
In the county, I think it's, what, 55, 59?
Yeah, it's 55 to 60. That's
now, there are certain areas in the city. If you look demographically, it's 90 and 80.
Yeah, but, I mean, the average for everybody is 55 to 60. So you're supposed to buy three times your income on your house. That's the rule. Buy three times your annual salary. That's what you can afford. So if you make $60,000, then that means you can buy about $180,000 home. $160,000, $180,000. There's nothing there. Yeah. And that's why when people go to put their houses on the market in that price range, guess what happens?
They have multiple offers and they're not right on there. But
and here's what here's the thing. That the good news is that the personal incomes, the growth, the job growth, is increasing in this county. And the outlook for 2016, 2017, what do you think the areas that are growing the most?
Blackman.
Well, not areas. Let me rephrase that. It's the
The job sectors.
Yeah, which one? It's
construction.
Natural resource mining, construction sector will see the largest gains, expanding by a robust 8.1%.
And what's the hardest workers to find?
Largely reflecting 17% of the growth rate logged in the first quarter.
Construction workers and skilled workers. If you're a young in your high school years right now, thinking of what are my options? Now, Middle Tennessee State is a great college. College of Business, Aerospace, the
Recording Industry.
Recording Industry, one of the top in the country. You know, if you're going to get, if you want to be a banker and get, you know, business or finance, great school. I majored in business and minor in accounting there and had your dad for statistics, of course. You know, but my older son, Cole, he decided to go to technology school. He's going to graduate in December, and he graduated in Riverdale just this past year. He's working a job in Laverne at a precision tool company, getting paid pretty good and going to school. I'm proud of him. He goes to school in Spring Hill, works 20 hours, drives to Nashville, works a shift from 4 to about midnight, and does that 5 days a week, and you know, he's not paying for school, which I have school money put aside for him since he was a kid, put a college fund together. And he's got multiple job offers. He's got ton. And you know what I mean? And because the Tennessee promise and the hope, you can go to these technical schools and learn a trade.
Oh, they redid our technical school out here. That's really
yeah.
Good.
And then in Smyrna, the one that's going to be opening up right across from Nissan.
Yeah.
And there's so many jobs in this area.
What were we talking about? The robotics things that we had.
Right.
And that's a phenomenal.
Well, welders, diesel mechanics.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to tell you something.
Manufacturing employment in Tennessee is projected to increase 2.3% in 2016. Manufacturing is still increasing, so that's good. I mean, we've got to be thankful that we're in a community that has so diverse, many diverse businesses that draw in so many diverse people that our incomes are still moving in the right direction. It's not, we don't have all our weight on Nissan.
And there are growing pains, but right. you go to a town that hasn't had growth in 15 years, and it is nice if you're retiring and slow, but if you're trying to get ahead and find something to get a career, you better be MTS. Middle Tennessee is a place to be.
Well, I've got a good index when we get back. We're going to take another break, but it's the index of state economic momentum for the nation. And I'll tell you where Tennessee ranks with that. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. Check out our daily specials, sign up for our birthday club, or connect with us on social media. Just go to toots.com on your phone or on the web. We'll send you gifts and specials and information about Toots throughout the year.
Toots.
Toots Restaurants at Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Welcome
it's
back.
A thrilling real estate market.
It is.
It's a thrilling good. Drought. It's a thrilling hot October. But everybody be careful on Halloween because it's coming up. I think it's Monday night.
Yep. Well, economic growth momentum in the nation. Where do you think we rank? Did you look at my notes?
No. I didn't know we were going to have a test.
Yeah.
Well, third?
No.
13th.
Nope. What? Well, Utah's one. California 2, Oregon 3, Florida 4th. Economic momentum. Not. It's just the
just potential. Get to
5th, Nevada. 6th is Tennessee.
Oh, well, I was halfway.
We're in the top 10. Let's see here. What's surprising? Well, you think North Dakota would be the last because of the weather. And I mean, that's a lot of Wyoming, West Virginia. Some of these, don't stand out like they do other statistics, but economic momentum. That means the next 2 to 4 years, where do we rank? We have the 6th best momentum in the country. So anyway, what are interest rates doing? What's going to happen when the election hits? All this
I think they're
stuff.
Artificially low, and then when they go up, we're going to have a real catastrophe.
Well, here's the thing. The market's not going to turn from – I have a guy, and I'll use this next show, but I have an economist guy we kind of go to, retain his services. A lot of banks do. But anyway, 6.25%, he said that's when the rates will really influence the market, is at 6.25. Well, right now, We're at 3.625.
I bought my first house and at 8%. I was like, wow, that's good.
That's what I'm saying.
7 points.
3.625. So for it to get to 6.25, we're going to have a lot of
upswing. Here's the thing, so though, I think we know safe. Once for every point that interest rate goes up, that drops the affordability how much?
Oh, it just depends on your income, and there's a lot more factors.
It makes
that.
But what I'm saying is it. You go from right now where it is to 6%.
Oh gosh, you go.
What does that put that person you mentioned earlier at 60,000?
But 160 puts them probably at 100.
And there's definitely not 100.
That's what I'm saying.
And but here it goes to,
there's no room for error when if these rates go up. See, the good news is income's going up. Okay.
Well, median household income right now off real estate
56?
Overview. 56. Yeah. 56,600. But the median age is 34. And how many people own homes in this community? 76%. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's 29% single residents, which is, pretty high if you're single. 35% of us are college educated.
Right.
None of us all college degreed, but educated maybe. Rent.
Yeah, that's what I was talking to a couple yesterday. I was going to bring
median rent. What's that?
$1,400.
Yep. Now, median sales price for homes is $2,003, and that goes from October to now. But I mean, earlier on the year, but price per square foot $114 for square foot.
Now listen, real quick, real live example. Yesterday, I met a couple, or at about 5 o'clock in my office. Okay, they're paying $1,270 in rent.
My cousin is paying $850 for a one bedroom that's the size of this part of the studio right here. This small size.
$1,270. They can buy a $160,000 house. Their payment is $980. Taxes, insurance included.
And if it goes like the averages that we've seen.
And they get a garage.
Now we have we do have recessions and things like that. Which next one I think I'm putting money away, so I think because if we would have just known, we could have. Remember, we've been doing this show through the recession.
We have done this show now for what, 7, 8? Well, it's been about 8 years, but you've been doing it for like 6.
There's been a lot of change go on from the topics that we've talked about and everything. And all these are good topics, but what I'm translating in is if that person that's renting buys, and real estate does what it's supposed to do, and that's go up in value, think you can live somewhere and pay less than you pay rent, and then hopefully when you sell, you made money. I mean, you're going to have to pay to stay somewhere. So get with a good mortgage person, get a good realtor, and start looking, because things change daily.
They do. And, I got to talking to the guy that I was mentioning earlier, and I've got a full report on him. But he said that, he really doesn't think the rates are going to be affected either way. He just doesn't think that's going to happen. We don't all have crystal balls. But he predicted the downfall in 2008 with the exact month that would happen?
Does he have a prediction for this tumultuous election?
Well, I know that and I haven't mentioned his name, but I know he's not a. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to get political. Don't get me wrong. We're not going to do that.
Well, about your economy, all I ask is does he
Elmer Fudd over here?
Hey,
I'm not talking politics.
No, does he have a prediction for for the next recession?
He says that in 5 years, 2019, 2020, it will dip down to where we are today,
because so everything that I've seen is we're spiking up and then we're going to level off, but we're not going to drop.
Right, we're going to spike and then we're going to drop. He says drop back to where we are today and then shoot right back up. He says we're good till 2027 to 2028.
Why do you think Warren Buffett bought a big local real home builder here? What was it? Goodall Homes.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Gallatin or something. Okay, so you've got these big national builders like Pulte and Syntex and Goodall, Lennar, D.R. Horton. But then we've got a local guy here, Old South, who's not traded on the Nationals, outpacing all the Nationals, still number one home builder in the state of Tennessee, Old South, John Floyd and his team.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for new construction, I don't know what kind of inventory they have because they're so successful at what they do. And their follow-up service, you know, through the process, those companies are pulling most of the building permits, especially like up in, you know, Wilson County. What I'm saying is the smaller home builders, it's kind of harder for them to find these lots, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've always got to be – it's like John. Well, here's Old South, they're looking at land for 10 years from now.
Right, but here's the difference between John and, say, somebody who's trying to start building. John has already proven himself, already has the credentials, the assets. He can walk in, get a loan, get what he needs, get the banks.
Well, it's not a big corporate entity.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. He keeps it both on a local
– and gives back huge locally. Right.
But, like, if me and you said, hey, you know what? Let's go buy some land and develop it and build some houses. Well, we'd have to meet with
where are we going to find the contractors to build them? Because there are no contractors.
Why would they come work for us when they've already got steady work with somebody who's proven themselves? That's why it's easy for John.
Well, and it's like us. We do a lot of the develop entrances and the landscapes on the houses, and they put more into their landscape packages than these other people do. You know, they're sodding their yards. It's these smaller things, too. A lot of the builders, like in the county, you buy a house, we go out there, they put maybe three bushes and seed and straw, and then the homeowner is faced with thousands of dollars of work to do to get their yard corrected. Because you think if you seed and straw a yard in the county on a new construction house, what do you think it looks like now if you did it even 2 months ago? It's weeds and dirt, and that's just one of the benefits of doing things up front too, especially in construction. Anything you can do up front, say irrigation or lighting, landscape, if you can do it day one, it's going to save you in the long run.
Yep, I wish I'd have done some things on my house when I was building it, but you know, hindsight's 20/20. But one of the things was, I took my landscaping allowance that I had from my builder.
Many people do this. I know what you're going to say.
And went to you to get and put toward that to do a better.
Right. Well, I thought you were going to say this because there are some home builders. I was in a real affluent community we take care of. Talking with the fella, said, well, the builder is offering them these, you know, here's the money for this. But a lot of them are taking it out of the landscape and they're putting it inside. You know, well, we don't want to spend that $5,000 on landscaping.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
We want to allocate it to, and I thought that's what you were going to say. But
no, I used to landscape.
All turn around after they're done and gone, and we're talking to them doing, you know, they're spending money redoing everything. They should, you know.
Well, I would say that if you want to, you know, the landscaping, you need to have somebody that knows what they're doing. And
well, but and here's the thing. There's only so many people out here that really know what they're doing. I mean, there's a lot of companies here in this town, and there's a lot of even some small guys that they know a lot. They do. But there's a difference between someone like yourself. Oh, I did landscaping. Well, mowing grass and weed eating and maybe trimming bushes is one thing. But knowing landscaping, actually knowing your plants, knowing your diseases, knowing your elevations.
I know. I almost went to school.
Planting the plant in the right place.
We would have been competitors. We'd been arm wrestling right here.
Well,
let's take a break.
I'd probably break your arm if we did that.
Whatever. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on a great Saturday afternoon.
A beautiful bunch.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home filled with children's laughter or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants, and we've been in business for over 30 years, and one of our favorite specials that everybody has to try when they come to Toots is our fried dill pickle chips. You can get a small or large basket served with our homemade ranch dressing or homemade blue cheese dressing. Fried dill pickle chips. Try them today at Toots. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Hi, I'm KJ Harden. I'm proud to lead the great team of mortgage professionals at FNB Mortgage right here in the Gateway District of Murfreesboro. With friendly, experienced professionals, we process loans quickly and efficiently. For great rates, great service on a home loan, contact us at FNB Mortgage.
FNB Mortgage, 1608 Williams Drive, Suite 301. Online at fnbmt.com. 615-907-2043. A Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoke & Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
All right, welcome back to the last little bit of the Rutherford Holmes Show. We appreciate you listening. Real quick, I know people listen to this show for rates and information. You need to lock your rate in if you're thinking about buying or building. You can do long-term rate or locks. I can do those. But rates are around low threes on a FHA, our rural development loan, mid threes on a conventional, which is phenomenal. And then on your 15-year, you're looking at the upper twos. Again, unbelievable. So get with your professional. Give me a call. Rates are great. Don't know how much time you have left on those, but I mean, I can do a 6 month, a 9 month, and
don't hit the Quicken Loans Rocket Mortgage.
Right,
you will regret it.
Yeah,
so you want to work with local people and professionals. Dave is exceptional. I know my wife is a realtor, and she speaks highly of you. Lots of work goes into it, holding hands and.
Yeah,
guiding, and that's not everybody. There's a lot of people been through the process many times. So, but a first-time home buyer is a little different than a seasoned home buyer.
That's right.
So, hey, I think we're going to try to take a call. and squeeze it in real quick. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just had a quick question. You know, we have a lot of growth in Rutherford County, but we're fairly diverse from one border to the other. As a professional landscaper, are there different parts of the county that are better suited for different types of trees and plants?
Well, that's a good question, because our county is very diverse. We have a place called Rockville, and that's for a reason, because there's a lot of rock in Rockville. You know, we have cedar glades out in between here and Eagleville, which are, you know, lots of rock. It depends where you are, but every plant, like, you know, has a place that is more tolerable for soil conditions, for drought. There's actually drought tolerant plants versus swamp, real water needy plants. There's so many different variables to that. It's hard. So what I would say is, you know, the basic plants like your laurels, a lot of your hollies, perennials, you know, we can take so many plants from so many areas of the world and have that climate here. There is something for any situation. So, you know, amending that soil when we dig the exposure, so sunlight, north side of the house, south side of the house, how's the, a lot of clay, a lot of silt, a lot of loam. There's so many variables go into it, but there's a plethora of choices for that. And that's what our nursery out there, Josh and all the guys out there, they know all that stuff.
Do a great job.
And we have over 3,000 plants, so there's going to be something that'll go there and work.
But all right.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does. It's just making recommendations for people. They'll ask, well, what kind of tree should I get?
Right. Stay American away from Bradford pear.
Yeah. No Bradford pears, no Cleveland pears.
Yeah. But, then we actually have an invasive plant list as well, that like privet that was overused and things like that. But, there's always a plant, and it's always good to know what's the future of it, what's its growth habits going to be, so you don't plant it somewhere and regret it later. But I appreciate your call very much.
Thanks a bunch. All right. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Well, great question. And
we got 7 seconds, and
we got to wrap it up.
So. Great weekend. I appreciate you listening to the show.
And, yep. Happy Halloween, everybody. Go Blue.
Go
MTSU Blue.
Blue. And we'll see you next time on the Rutherford Home Show.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.